Meditation and Self-Management Instructions. Prepared and spoken by Dean H. Shapiro, Jr., Ph.D. Clinical Faculty, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, Stanford University Medical School. This presentation appears in Volume 3 of the audio journal, Behavior Therapy, Techniques, Principles, and Patient Aids, edited by Cyril M. Franks, Ph.D., and published by Biomonitoring Applications Incorporated, New York.
This tape will provide you with simple and easily learned instructions about how to practice the technique of meditation, and also how to use this technique of meditation with other self-management strategies. There are several possible uses for these techniques: to achieve an internal peace and relaxation, to learn to deal with stress and tension, to overcome habits which you would like to change, and to begin the creation and the extension of the kind of lifestyle and the kind of self-image that you would like for yourself. On this side of the tape, we are going to practice very briefly two different meditative exercises, as well as give instructions in behavioral self-management strategies. On the second side of the tape, we will give no introductory information, but will merely provide you with the simplified, concise techniques that you may practice over and over again as you choose. Let me say again, the practice of meditation is easily learned, is simple, and requires no greater skill other than the willingness to practice and to listen carefully. The research literature suggests that with practice, you will soon begin to feel a state of quiet and a state of relaxation, usually within 4 to 10 weeks. As with any new skill, the more diligently you practice, the more effective will be the results. Now, what I would like you to do is find a comfortable setting, probably in a chair. I would like you to sit in the chair or on the floor and loosen your clothing. Unbuckle your belt if you like, take your shoes off, and just let yourself relax. It's probably best not to lie down, because in meditation you don't want to go to sleep. You want to be relaxed, but you also want to be alert. Just settle in for a second. Let go. Feel the floor or the chair holding you up. Put your legs in a position so that they are comfortable. If you are sitting on a chair, let your legs dangle uncrossed over the front of the chair. If you're sitting on the floor, you may want to sit cross-legged. Put your hands in your lap so that they too feel comfortable. Your back should be straight, but not tightly erect. It's probably best for you to keep your eyes closed during this meditation. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself controlling your breathing. In meditation, however, we don't want to control our breathing. We want to let it go, very naturally, just like you've been breathing all day today. The only difference between the way you've been breathing thus far today and the way that you breathe in meditation is that you're going to focus on your breathing during meditation. At the same time that you focus on your breathing, you still want to keep it spontaneous and effortless. Don't try to control it. Breathe through your nose, letting the air come in by extending your diaphragm. Don't draw it in. Again, don't try to control it. Rather, let it come to you, slowly, letting your diaphragm expand naturally, letting the breath come in as much as you need. Then let the breath exhale slowly, letting all the air out of your lungs. As you exhale, slowly count one. Now inhale again. Again, just letting the air come to you. Then exhale for a count of two. Inhale again through your nose, always through your nose, just letting the air come to you. Then exhale as you count three. Continue focusing on your breathing, letting the air come in, letting the air go out, as you count four. Do this up to 10, and then begin at one again. Don't pay attention to anything but your breathing. If your attention begins to wander, or if thoughts arise, just watch the thoughts, let go of them, and return to observing your breathing. If you get lost and lose count of breaths, again, just return to your breathing at the count of one again. If you begin to feel anxious, watch this anxiousness. If you feel pleasant, watch this feeling also, while continuing to focus on your breathing. eventually you will be able to be quiet in both mind and body. There is no goal for you in this meditation. There's nothing you have to do except be in the moment and let yourself relax, breathing in, breathing out. You have no responsibility, no worry about time. I'll tell you when to stop. We'll take just about a minute and continue to focus on breathing, letting the air come very naturally, exhaling, and as you exhale, counting one. Breathing in, breathing out, counting two. Let your breath come easily. As thoughts arise, let them go. Return to the breathing. That's it. Keep your attention just on the breathing. Let it flow naturally. Inhale. Breathe out. Just let your breath come gently and easily. Let yourself go. Keep your attention on the breathing. Now I'm going to let you go for about 30 seconds, just on your own. Keep focusing on your breathing. I'd like you to keep your eyes closed still and to rock forward and around in a small circle a few times, gradually beginning to open your eyes as you feel comfortable doing so. Don't rush up to do anything. Just continue sitting. Notice what you're feeling. Take just a few seconds now and notice any images, any thoughts, any feelings in your body that you may be having. Notice the kinds of things you thought about, the images, the sensations, how you were focusing on your breathing, just for that small piece of time. On the second side of the tape, we'll do a longer meditation for approximately 20 minutes. This meditation was intended only to serve as a very brief introduction. One of the things that's often talked about is how meditation can help move us toward achieving a higher state of consciousness, or an altered state of consciousness. I'd like to ask you to carefully think about the following poem, and experience the following poem, as one way of illustrating what is meant by this altered state of consciousness, and how it differs from our ordinary ways of seeing the world. The poem is by a Japanese poet named Basho. Over the darkened sea, only the shrill voice of a flying duck is visible. In soft white. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes now and listen to the poem again. Over the darkened sea, only the shrill voice of a flying duck is visible in soft white. Note the images that came to your mind as you listened. What do they mean to you? Often this is a very difficult poem for the Western educated person. The specific reason I use the poem here is to focus on the relationship between the different senses through which we perceive the world. For example, if it is dark, how can a voice be visible? If it is not dark, how can a voice be visible? How can it be visible in soft white? What this poem suggests is a kind of openness to experience. The non-thinking, non-labeling openness, which is characteristic of the fifth step of meditation. Basho, as he walks along the sea, is receptive, is aware. All his senses are open. The normal kinds of distinctions that we make in ordinary awareness between an eye seeing and an ear hearing are not made by Basho. He is totally living in the moment, without goals, without thoughts, with nothing but a present centeredness, an openness to what is within and around him. What are the advantages of this type of openness? There seem to be several important benefits, which I would like to suggest. For example, it would seemingly enhance our experience in nature to be able to have all our senses open and attuned to what is going on around us. Further, It would enhance our relationship with other people, to be able to be with them, to be open to all aspects of them. Third, this type of openness may teach us how to attend to our internal bodily signals by removing the normal kinds of mental chatter that go on with most of us most of the time. This obviously has important implications for us in learning about ourselves and our bodies, such as when we are tense, when we are hungry, and at any other time we need to tune in a very sensitive way to our bodies and our minds. We've talked so far about formal meditation, which is initially practiced for approximately 20 minutes twice a day at certain specified times for a total of not more than 40 minutes a day. Usually an individual is instructed to practice 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon, but that would depend on your schedule and your timing. In the attached journal, there is a place for you to note when it would be best for you to practice meditation, where it would be best for you to practice. That is, what are the times that you will have some quiet without a lot of distractions? Where might be the best place for you to practice? At the office? At home? In a quiet setting in nature? Some place that's important to you, or some place that you know you won't be disturbed, where you can take the phone off the hook. It may be important, after you finish listening to the first side of the tape, to put down in a precise way on the journal pages attached to this tape where you would like and when you would like to practice meditation. It is ironic how the precise awareness of behavioral self-control skills involving the use of chronological time is sometimes very helpful for us in finding the time and the space to practice meditation, which can help give us a non-chronological, goalless, peaceful time to ourselves. I would now like to talk about the practice of additional self-control strategies. At other times throughout the day, other than the two specified times when you may do formal meditation, these other techniques of self-control can be especially useful in controlling anxiety and tension. Therefore, what I'd like us to now do is to begin to describe what kinds of events make us tense during the day, and then to practice ways to relax once we become aware that we are anxious. On an accompanying sheet, I have provided space to list current problems, difficulties, or concerns which cause you to become tense and anxious. Let me suggest that you stop the tape for a moment and think about and jot down these concerns on the attached journal. Please just stop the tape and take a few moments to jot down the concerns. After you've done this, let's take the first concern. What I'd like us to do is to try to make that concern as specific as possible. Let's look at what we may call the antecedents of this concern. When you're feeling this kind of stress or tension or concern, who is present? Where are you? What kinds of things are you doing, saying, thinking? I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself in that situation right now. Close your eyes and allow yourself to experience the tensions that you feel. Try to imagine the characters that are involved in that situation. Try to imagine the events, the persons, the place of a real situation which causes you tension. Now just observe that tension. It's all right to let yourself feel anxious now. You're in a safe place, and the tense scene is not actually happening. Just allow yourself to continue to observe that tension, noting where in your body you feel tense. Is your heart pounding faster? Is your breathing more rapid? How does your stomach feel? What kinds of images are you having in your mind now? What sort of things are you saying to yourself? Things like, I'm helpless, I'm not competent to handle this situation. What do you say to yourself when you get tense? Let yourself go and just experience all that is happening to you. Let the images go through your mind and simply note them. Now what I'd like you to do once you observe these thoughts and actions is to say to yourself, stop, as you clench your fist and your jaw. Clench your fist and your jaw. Then relax your fingers and your jaw. And just imagine yourself beginning to do a very quiet, informal kind of breath meditation, which I will describe in the following sentences. I'd like you to keep your eyes closed, but imagine in your mind that you're closing your eyes. See yourself in your mind closing your eyes, beginning to focus on your breathing. Now actually take a couple of deep breaths through your nose. And as you exhale, just let your mind and let your tension sink into your stomach. I want you to say to yourself, I'm feeling calm. I want you to say to yourself, I'm feeling more relaxed and more in control. Now imagine yourself becoming more and more relaxed. Imagine yourself meditating. Imagine yourself feeling more and more relaxed, feeling more calm and more in control. At the count of 10, you may open your eyes. You will feel calmer and more relaxed and more wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now open your eyes. We're focusing on our breathing in many of these exercises because breathing is the most simple and basic action we do. If we didn't breathe, we wouldn't be alive. If we weren't breathing, we wouldn't be able to get angry or tense. That's a simple rule. Try to remember that. When you get anxious, all you have to do is remember that you are just breath and return to that simple behavior. In summary, on this side of the tape, we've covered several different strategies. We have practiced a very, very brief formal meditation, which you can do at two specific times during the day. We've also practiced an informal breath meditation, which you also may do at specific times during the day once you've learned to recognize stress and tension. This informal breath meditation is like a quick relaxation strategy to be practiced on the spot. In order to learn what situations to practice it in, we need to recognize the kind of situations which make us tense, as you have done on the accompanying piece of paper. Once we can recognize these situations, we can engage in practicing the informal breath meditation, instructing ourselves to be calm, using positive, relaxing images to help us deal effectively with the stress. Enclosed in the accompanying journal is a chart which may be helpful in teaching you about the specifics of your anxiety, or your tension, or your concern. This chart provides us with what may be referred to as the ABCs of becoming more aware, the antecedents, the behavior, and the consequences. The B of this ABC paradigm is the behavior. In this case, we have been focusing on anxiety and tension and what they mean to you. Once we know this, then we need to find out the antecedents, the A. What is happening right before? Who is present when you feel anxious? What kinds of situations cause you to feel anxiety? Finally, there is a place to write down the C, or the consequences of the behavior. What do you normally do to relieve the tension? How do you react differently as a result of anxious feelings? I'm giving you this data chart because I think it's very important that you take a behavior just for a week and observe it. Maybe you'll want to observe it without doing anything to interfere, without any intervention strategy. For example, you may decide this week to just observe when you feel anxious as an awareness exercise to see what kinds of situations, what kinds of events cause you anxiety. This can provide helpful information for making up the list of anxiety-related situations, and it's useful to learn when you want to practice the informal meditation on breath, the self-instructions, the self-modeling throughout the week. You may decide to also set a goal, how you'd like to see things changed, based on evaluating the information you gained during the week of observation. In summary, then, we are teaching two different types of skills on this tape. One type is the openness to experience that may occur during meditation. This kind of openness to experience involves no goal setting, no labeling, and it allows us an awareness of the ongoing present, of the here and now. We've also been teaching skills of acquiring specific kinds of information, skills which necessitate accurate labeling, finding out what's happening right before and right after a behavior has occurred, goal setting, and devising a possible intervention strategy, such as we did with informal breath meditation. In this way, we learn to have the skills of both types of awareness, to live in the ongoing present when that's the skill we want, and also to learn systematically about the kinds of things that influence our behavior when that's the kind of skill we want. Let me review the different kinds of techniques which we have discussed thus far on the tape. We've discussed formal meditation on our breathing, involving counting 1 to 10. We've discussed learning to observe our own behavior in a systematic way, including what kinds of things influence that behavior right before the behavior occurs, the antecedents, and what kinds of things influence that behavior after the behavior occurs, the consequences. We have learned how, after becoming aware of anxiety within us, to engage in an incompatible response to reduce that anxiety. To this end, we have practiced imagining ourselves acting in a competent and relaxed fashion, focusing on our breathing, instructing ourselves to say things to ourselves of a coping nature and of a reinforcing nature. It is important to note that although we have used anxiety as an example, we could substitute any other self-change variable we wanted to. For example, we may wish to substitute weight control or better communication with our spouse. No matter what the self-change variable, we would follow similar procedures. For example, first we would have to define what we meant by good communication with the spouse, the antecedents, the behavior, and the consequences. How do we know what good communication is? How do we know when it's occurring? What we observe doesn't have to be limited to problem areas, but can also include growth areas. For example, it could be that we want to increase the experience of wholeness in our relationship with nature. We have seen that for certain types of concerns, meditation may be a more useful type of awareness. For example, if we are concerned with a more holistic perception of nature or of other people, we may want to use only meditative techniques. On the other hand, for specific kinds of problems, when more information about how our behavior is being influenced is needed, we may want to use behavioral self-control techniques to gain this kind of precise, accurate information. I'm suggesting that there are different skills for different purposes. It's up to you to decide how these skills relate to your own personal, self-chosen goals. I would like to practice one more brief meditative experience. Again, choose a position in which you feel comfortable. It may be on the floor, it may be in a chair. Have your legs uncrossed, and just let yourself settle into the chair. Have your back straight, but not erect, with your spine and your head straight, but not rigid. Your legs can be in any posture which feels comfortable. This time, rather than counting 1 to 10 on the exhalations of your breathing, you're going to count 1 as you exhale. Then breathe in, and as you exhale again, count 1. Again, there are no goals in this meditation exercise. You are just going to count 1 at each exhalation. I'd like to ask you to be fully aware of your breathing and just watch it, feeling it as it comes into your nose and as you let it go out as you count 1. If a thought comes up which makes you anxious, don't start dialoguing with yourself. Rather, just let it go. Watch the anxiousness and continue to focus on your breathing. If you feel pleasant, you should watch that also while continuing to focus on breathing. Eventually, you will be quiet in both mind and body, with no talk and no internal chatter. You may again wish to close your eyes. There's no goal in meditation except to relax. There's nothing that you have to do except appreciate and be in the moment. Let yourself relax, let go, and maintain awareness of your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out, counting 1. Just keep breathing in and breathing out, count 1. As your attention begins to wander, as you hear any thoughts or any sounds, just gently return your awareness to your breathing. Let yourself go, be attentive to your breathing, and just relax. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. I'd like to let you go again just for about 30 seconds to a minute. Just breathing in, breathing out. Counting 1 as you exhale, staying aware of your breathing. That's it. Just keep breathing in, breathing out, counting 1. Okay, when you're ready, open your eyes. Just stay seated. Stay relaxed. Don't jump up to do anything. On the second side of this tape, there are instructions to help guide you in a 20-minute meditation session. You may use the instructions as a guide, as long as they are helpful. Soon, you will have internalized them, and will find the tape necessary only occasionally as a refresher. On this side of the tape, we've now practiced a couple different types of meditation, and have practiced with anxiety using behavioral self-control skills. In any self-change project, it is important to set goals for ourselves. On the other hand, we have to be gentle with ourselves as we work on these goals, and not be too harsh if we don't achieve an instant or complete success. In other words, we don't want to negatively evaluate ourselves too strongly or push ourselves too hard. Thus, we want to use behavioral self-control and meditative strategies to change ourselves, while at the same time keeping the perspective and the detached playfulness that meditation provides.